Penguin Random House Audio presents The Crimson Crown by Heather Walter. Read for you by Emily Wu Zeller. For Laura Crockett and Trisha Narwani, wayward witches both, who believed in the magic of this book even when I did not. And for Lindsay, who believes in the magic in me. Prologue. Age of the Light, 36. On the night before my sister will bind herself to the coven fire, the moon is the color of blood. It's turned early, the diviner witches murmured as they watched the blood moon rise like a welling puncture wound behind the scudding clouds. A good omen. The spirits must be eager to call her forth. If they were speaking of any other witch, I might have agreed. An ascension is a celebration, the night every young witch waits for. When she makes her offering to the spirits, my sister, Rhea, will receive her gift and take her place in the coven. She'll be transformed. But as I sneak down the deserted halls of the sanctum in the dark, apprehension knotting my insides like a patch of fire root, I can't help but worry. What will Rhea be transformed into? What if the flames of the coven fire consume her, leaving nothing behind of the witch I love? A crow calls in the night. I pick up my pace, bare feet whispering against the stone floor. The door to Rhea's room is slightly ajar. She should be in bed. So should I. But she's sitting at the window. Moonlight glows red against her nightdress, as if she's already wearing her crimson cloak. Already another person. What is she thinking about? Is she afraid? Probably not. Rhea is only 10 years older than me, but she might as well be 100 years wiser. She's not afraid of anything. My sister turns and spots me. We share the same white skin, black hair, and brown eyes. But that's where the similarity ends. Where I'm all awkward angles and skinny limbs, Rhea is soft and elegant. Beautiful. Eilith, what are you doing here? I grin, sheepish, and thrust out the 2 slices of pie I stole from the kitchen. I thought you might be hungry. You didn't eat much at dinner. She'd been preoccupied with entertaining our guests, witches who had risked the journey to Stonehaven for Rhea's ascension. A dangerous undertaking, with the Coven's War still waging. Personally, I never would have attempted it. But Rhea is about to be named a second, next in line to lead the Coven after Mother. Not only that, but she's a descendant of Millicent, one of the 5 Ancients. I am too, I suppose, though it's often difficult to believe that I share the same lineage as my sister. Rhea is immensely talented. A natural witch. I'm just me. Come on, then. Rhea motions to the bed. You must be freezing. Watch that you don't get crumbs on the linens like last time. Before she can change her mind, I clamber onto her mattress and settle myself among the pillows, passing Rhea her slice of pie. It's apple, your favorite. She smiles at me and I breathe in her faint, comforting scent of honeysuckle. I can't count the number of times I've wound up in Rhea's bed instead of my own, sleeping long past the sunrise after we'd stayed up trading secrets or gossiping about other witches. But if Rhea has secrets now, she's not sharing them. She keeps glancing toward the window, her pie untouched. Are you nervous? I venture. Rhea shifts on the bed. A little. But I shouldn't be. Hundreds of witches have faced the flames before, Mother included. It will be fine. And soon enough it will be your turn. Ascensions normally occur on the first blood moon during a witch's 23rd year. I still have a decade to go. But even that feels too soon. Will it hurt? Mother warned me that it might, Rhea admits. After that, though, I've heard it feels like coming alive, that the gift of the spirits makes everything more visceral. Nisandra said it's like color seeping into the world after living in darkness. Nisandra also claims her rabbit stew is edible, which it most certainly isn't. In any case, I don't care about color, and I don't care about the spirits either. Not the way I should. All I care about is Rhea. What is this spirits-given gift going to do to my sister? Will her new, colorful world be better without me in it? What's wrong? Rhea asks, guessing my thoughts. Nothing. She nudges her elbow against mine. You can tell me. It's just, I pluck at the coverlet. After tomorrow, everything will be different. I don't want anything to change between us. Rhea tucks a piece of my hair behind my ear, her long fingers cool against my skin. Nothing could ever be different between us. You know that. I used to. But with the ascension and you becoming second, I'll just be nothing. A voice inside me whispers. My shoulders hunch against it. You'll be Mother's favorite, Rhea says. Like always. She pinches me, teasing, and I fend her off. I'm not her favorite. Oh, please. Rhea laughs, gesturing at my pie. How else do you continually get away with clandestine excursions to the kitchen? And how many lessons have you skipped? A guilty smirk tugs at my lips. I can't deny it. Rhea is my heir, but you are my heart, Mother whispers to me when she thinks I'm asleep. But I'm not next in line. And if I'm being honest, I'm glad I'll never be a second. My attention returns to the glaring red eye of the moon. I'm worried. I can't explain it, but I feel like something's coming. Rhea cups my chin with her hand. Being worried means you're smart. Not as smart as you are. Stop skipping lessons and you'll catch up. I smack her with a pillow. I wouldn't skip them if they weren't boring. Rhea laughs. Fine then. Here, I have another idea. She climbs out of bed and pulls something from a drawer on the other side of the room. Silver glints in the moonlight. A knife. What's that for? I'm going to carve you up and bake you into a pie. She winks, and I scowl back at her. Here, give me your hand. I'm still suspicious of the knife, but I do as Rhea says. She turns my palm up, her graceful fingers traveling briefly over the creases of my skin, my life and fate lines, as some of the diviners taught me. Rhea touches the tip of the knife to an area below my ring finger. Don't! I jerk back, but she holds my wrist. Do you trust me? It's the knife I don't trust. But Rhea's dark eyes are serious in a way that makes my stomach flutter. I relax my hand and let her drag the blade over my skin, wincing as blood wells up in three lines, each crossing the others. A triangle. Is that a rune? In the lessons I do attend, I've memorized a fair amount of such magical symbols, but I've never encountered one so simple. And I've never heard of witches drawing runes on themselves. Then again, Rhea knows more than I would. She's to be a caster, after all. Just like Mother and even Millicent herself. Sort of. Rhea cleans the knife on a cloth. Think of it as our rune. Ours? My brow furrows. You can't just make them up. So you have been paying attention. She arches an eyebrow. I flush. You're right.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?